shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month Kingdom Concepts broadcasts, which is heard live, first of every month. Tonight, we're being heard over radio station WWCR. That's frequencies 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz as transmitters 3 and 4. And also shortwave station WBCQ, 7.490 megahertz. And if you'll go to our website, kingidentity.com, K-I-N-G, IDENTITY.com. You can go to our radio page and you'll see links for those stations and also a direct link. If you would like to participate in tonight's program, you can call the toll-free number 877-924-7722. 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. And you probably will want to make your comments tonight and put in your 2 cents worth, because we're going to be discussing a special subject. It's going to be on the election, which is less than 2 days away, and it may very well change the course of events in this country permanently and direction we're heading, just depending on the results. We'll be objectively discussing the candidates and issues and how they will affect our race and our nation. My guest is a longtime patriot, political activist who has studied racial policies in this nation and the world for decades. I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Dr. Edward R. Fields.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Mike. It's a pleasure to be on your program.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Well, one thing we've seen in this election, more so than any other time that I can remember in my lifetime, is the establishment media in a complete panic protecting their one-world agenda. Would you like to comment on, you know, just what's been going on?
It's just been a total blitz of propaganda against Donald Trump. And every single program, news program, is positive in support of Hillary Clinton. No news in regards to Donald Trump is favorable news. I've never seen anything like it. And it's all on the news channels. I mean, Jeff Zucker of CNN, also known as the Clinton News Network, is so biased that they might as well be working for the Communist Party. And Fox News has been equally so, except for two exceptions, mainly Sean Hannity. And he has done an excellent job. I'm surprised at how well he has done. But they've even held him back on things that he has wanted to bring on his program, including a woman last week who came forward and passed a lie detector test that she had been raped by Bill Clinton when she was 13 years old. And that was on Sean Hannity's radio show. But his TV show, apparently, for some reason, was canceled this week, and she did not appear.
They cover up all kinds of real issues. In fact, although Trump speaks out in some areas, I'm surprised that he hasn't spoken out in some more areas. For instance, they keep hitting him on temperament, and yet Hillary Clinton has one of the worst temperaments around. You know, she throws things and has fits and terrible filthy language when somebody just greets her in the hall. And so there's a real cover up, and you know, I wish Trump would come out stronger on these issues.
I wish he would too. A number of people said that she was the most foul-mouthed person they ever worked under when she was First Lady and then Secretary of State. And Trump should have brought that out. And there's a number of things that he could have brought out. And he has spoken in regards to her wanting to repeal the Second Amendment, but he has not detailed exactly how she plans to appeal it. She has stated that she thinks all gun manufacturers should be held liable if their guns are used for an illegal purpose or someone is harmed or killed with one of their guns. The victim's relatives should be able to sue the gun manufacturer. Well, you can even expand that to bullets. Bullets are used to kill people, so all manufacturers, the way Hillary puts it, you could say all manufacturers of bullets for guns should be held liable and be subject to being sued. That's how she would abolish the Second Amendment, by closing down every gun manufacturer in America and everybody who's involved in the manufacturing of ammunition. Now, Trump, he is not going into that, but she has said that herself, that these manufacturers should be held liable to legal action by anyone who happens to be harmed with a gun. So that's just one of the things that he has missed, which I think could have really stirred up the people a lot more.
Another thing in relation to the Second Amendment is apparently they want to put very high taxes so you can't even buy a weapon or ammunition. And that will disarm the people in a roundabout way. And that's something else that's discussed.
It's not actually repealing the Second Amendment, but just abolishing it by making it impossible to even afford to buy a firearm. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. She has advocated expanding refugees greatly, more than 500%, more than what Obama has allowed. And also, she's in favor of granting amnesty to Obama tried to grant amnesty to 4 million illegal aliens. And believe it or not, the Supreme Court struck that down, to my amazement. She said she would carry it forward to all illegal aliens, which they call undocumented immigrants, and which we could be 12 to 20 million. Nobody knows how many illegal aliens are in this country. But she wants to grant amnesty to all of them. So,
and she also told the Brazilian bank that she was for open borders. She came straight out. Fortunately, WikiLeaks leaked the private speech. But
yes,
you know, there's pros and cons when it comes to Trump, but I can't think of anything positive about Hillary Clinton. She's just pure evil and wrong in every single area.
Yes. When you use the word evil, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly how she appears to me. And her activities are just, people, her past has not been studied. Going back to Little Rock and the scandal involving her and Vince Foster and the resorts that they represented, Whitewater, where they sold plots of land to retirees around a beautiful lake, then billed the company. Their billing records disappeared. She and Vince Foster billed the company to death for their management activities. Then Whitewater went bankrupt, and the retirees who invested in lakefront property lost everything. But the Clintons made off with a fortune. Also, before it went bankrupt, they used that like their own pocketbook and obtained a $300,000 loan to build a mansion in Little Rock using the Whitewater Resort as collateral before it went bankrupt. And the Hubbles, Mr. and Mrs. Hubble, they went to prison over it all. And she was equally guilty and never charged and never tried. It even went to Washington, D.C. The Whitewater scandal was investigated in Washington, but she was never charged.
Well, that's typical. And they also had a lot of what they called at the time archicides. They were deaths under the Clintons here in Arkansas that were supposedly suicides or just deaths under strange situation when people would cross the Clintons or find out about their drug dealings and things like that.
Well, when she was in college, she dedicated her thesis to Saul Alinsky, who was an active communist in Chicago and backed the riots at the Democratic Convention and was a leader of communist causes. Saul Alinsky, a noted communist, and she praised him and dedicated her college thesis to Saul Alinsky. I mean, she's just another Angela Merkel, you might say.
Yeah, which is, to me, the biggest issue in the election is race. If we don't save our race, this country's gone. I know that my relatives out in California already say that they can vote and their vote doesn't mean anything because the Mexicans have taken over that state along with a few liberal whites. So it just doesn't mean anything. Well, that will happen to the whole country. Mexicans and bringing in these various aliens from the Mideast and elsewhere. Africa.
There's been an invasion of Asians in the West Coast. At one time we had a law banning any Chinese or any Asian from immigrating into America. And now they're flooding in. I've heard that in California there are actually more Asians, Chinese, Indians, and Vietnamese, more of them coming in than Mexicans. Los Angeles County, which is a very, very large county and comprises quite a few cities, does not have a single Republican elected to any office, any local city council, the county commission, state legislators, the state senators, not a single one. And the state government is 100% controlled by left-wing communists and Reds under Jerry Brown. And both the Senate and the State House are controlled and dominated by Democrats, left-wing Democrats. The Republican Party practically doesn't even exist in California. And let's remember, California, not too many years ago, went for Richard Nixon. It went for Ronald Reagan. And elected quite a few Republicans to national prominence. But today, they're saying that Hillary will win California by over 1 million votes. So,
that's what happens when you get the alien races in. I know I was, in my younger years, raised in Monterey Park, California, and my cousin told me that the Orientals had taken over Monterey Park and that they have bumper stickers on their cars that say, when the last white man leaves, take the American flag with you.
Uh-huh.
And I had an uncle in nearby Alhambra that told me that you could go into the stores out there and they wouldn't even wait on you and that signs were in Chinese or Japanese or whatever. So
it's sad.
Like I said, to me, the number one issue is the race issue, and part of that is the open borders and the illegal aliens.
Yes. The city of Santa Monica is 89% non-white. 89% non-white, Santa Monica. And I've been out there years ago, really a beautiful city, and it's totally lost to the white race, as is really the whole state of California. There'll be some congressmen, Republicans, elected from some rural districts in Northern California, but as a whole, that state is just totally gone. And what they'd like to do with the demographic changes in this country is take over a few more states like that, and then they will have solid control of the nation as a whole.
Well, whoever would have thought that South Carolina, the first state that seceded during the Confederacy, would have an Indian governor and a black senator and just a liberal voting pattern.
And a homosexual senator.
Lindsey
is a homosexual. Everybody in South Carolina says that. So, I mean, it's unbelievable what's happened. That is a good state. And we have a lot of friends. And Dr. William Carter, of the Conservative Citizens Council has a fairly large organization. It's been demonstrating in favor of maintaining the Confederate flag on public property. And there's a lot of people like him who are solid conservatives. How the left wing took over South Carolina is beyond me. And that can be reversed. That's one state we can save. Because it is.
Well, you've got also an Indian governor down in Louisiana.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And I know that this state, and I've heard that your state of Georgia is also the same, Tyson's Chicken is bringing in all kinds of Mexicans and also South Sea Islanders and Africans.
That's true.
I've heard that the little towns all over the country are like that.
That's right. That's right. You know, we hear about this invasion of Europe by Africans and this Kaepernick and some other professional football players dishonoring the American flag at opening games. I wish Kaepernick would tell us and name one single country in Africa that's as good as America. Name one single country. And I think that there's nobody, not a single person trying to immigrate to a single country in Africa. In fact, a lot of them are reverting back to the Stone Age. The New York Times has even reported that there's been cases of cannibalism in the Congo. So these so-called developing countries we've been giving foreign aid to for ages are not developing. And again, it's because of race. They drove the whites out. Rhodesia has totally collapsed. And even a lot of the blacks wish the whites would come back. So, 4,000.
Yeah, every country that had colonialism and was advancing, when it reverted to black rule, it collapsed.
That's right. That's right.
And it's part of their genes. People need to be able to admit that. You know, there is a definite difference that goes far beyond skin color between the races.
Right. Well, William F. Buckley, years ago, and to me, he was very moderate, to say the least. And I don't care much for his magazine, National Review. But he defended Rhodesia and the white government of Rhodesia and thought that they were really helping the blacks. And he made the statement that even when the whites are in a minority, they should rule because they are the more advanced race. That's almost a verbatim statement from the late William F. Buckley. The whites are the more advanced race.
That it came from him.
Yes, from William F. Buckley. So.
Well, they have other ways of controlling us, too, through the other races, and, well, especially the wealthy Jewish businessmen, and that's the trade policies. Because not only do those trade policies work to their advantage and make them wealthy, but they have provisions like in TPP and some of the other trade contracts, you might say, where they have control to challenge the various countries, not only the countries, but the private industries in this country. So
the man runs in favor of free trade. The big corporation.
Yeah, they have provisions like against
free trade.
Against natural medicine.
Yes, right. Well, the country's headed toward a crisis because Social Security is running out of money, and within 4 or 5 years, Medicare program will run out of money. And, of course, they're not going to allow them to fold. They will print money. They will print money to keep the programs going. And that's going to cause skyrocketing inflation, in my opinion. But the Congress, and you have to blame the Republicans, too, they appropriate more money for big spending programs, and they do not make any provisions, tax-wise or otherwise, to bring in enough revenue to pay for these programs. The national debt last year, 1 year alone, was $478 billion, almost half a trillion, for one year, added to the national debt. And they don't even seem to care about it. They keep saying, well, they don't talk about the principal. Well, we can afford to pay the interest because the Federal Reserve has held interest rates down so low. on a 10-year bond they're paying right now about 1.7% interest. They say, we can afford that easily. We can borrow more and more, billions and billions, because interest rates are so low, we can pay the interest. Nobody ever thinks about the principal.
The economy's going to collapse anyway because of their policies, but I'm afraid that if Trump gets in, that they'll purposely collapse the economy so they can blame it on all of his right policies, such as border control and trade policies and so on.
I was reading the New York Times this morning that the stock market is going to crash if Trump is elected. There's going to be a drastic drop in the stock prices. Now, why is that?
Well, it's manipulated. We know that the crash of 29 was manipulated. That's what the Federal Reserve is for, is to cause crashes and manipulate the money system.
Right. Well, the national debt is now $20 trillion, a little bit under $20 trillion. When it hits $21 trillion, it'll equal the gross domestic product of the entire nation, which is unheard of. The debt will equal the gross domestic product of the nation. So that they can't keep that going too much longer.
Well, and of course, they've got their policies like Obamacare that will further get us in debt. I mean, people can't afford it now, the cost of medicine and insurance and all that.
Right.
And one of the things that I fear is if Hillary gets in, who she'll put in the Supreme Court and the other federal judges. And that's where we lose a lot of our freedom and rights.
Yes, yes. The Supreme Court has way too much power.
Yeah.
They say if she was elected, by the time her term ends, she may be in a position to appoint 3 Supreme Court justices if she serves just 4 years. I mean, she's made a speech, and I heard it personally, in which she said that we're going to accomplish all these things over the next 8 years. That means she's planning on being in office for 8 years, not 4 years. So how many Supreme Court justices would she name? Half the court.
Well, right now we've got the 4 liberals on the court are all Jews. You've got Ginsburg and Breyer and Caitlin, and then Sotomayor. You know, she claims to be Hispanic, but her mother's a Jew. So we've got the 4 Jewish liberals on the court, and Obama's trying to get the Senate to approve another Jew.
Yeah,
and I'm afraid that that's the course this nation will
take. Would be 44% Jewish. If he's put on the court, it'd be 44% Jewish. And I'm old enough to remember when we had Frankfurter on the court, and before him, under Woodrow Wilson, what was his name? The first Jew to serve on the Supreme Court. His name starts with a D. Can't think of it right offhand. But they called it a Jewish seat. There was a Jewish seat on the Supreme Court. And one would die or retire or quit, then another Jew would be appointed to take his place. But now, the way they're acting, every seat is a Jewish seat on the Supreme Court.
And
yes,
never
this new man, if he's
in the way, he'd
be 44% Jewish if he's appointed to the Supreme Court.
Even more than that, you know, that'd be the 5th Jew out of 9.
Yeah.
And the Republicans go right along with it. They're calling for
possible. It's going to be called anti-Semitic, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid that if Trump wins, in spite of his positives, that he's going to bring along some Jewish advisors and some neocons into his administration. Of course, the positive thing is he'll probably bring a lot of good people in, too. Reagan wasn't any good, but Reagan brought in some good people into his administration, and we had some better years than...
That's true. Very true.
Yeah, Trump has associated with wealthy Jews over the years, and his daughter married a Jew and converted to Judaism, and reportedly his son also married a Jewess, and he pledged to defend the Jewish occupational government there in Palestine.
Well, so, Obama just approved to raise the foreign aid to Israel to, $8.3 billion over 10 years. Anyway, it comes to a total of $17 million a week. And we do not have any excess funds whatsoever in the U.S. Treasury. So we will have to borrow $17 million a week to give to Israel, $17 million. And we have to pay interest on the $17 million. Israel gets the money, and they don't have to pay any interest on it. They get it free. Both Israel and their surrogate country of Egypt are the only countries in the world that get their all of their foreign aid on the first physical day of the year. And it's so much money, billions, that Israel gets, they can't spend it all fast enough. They have established a special Jewish bank in New York City. And when they get their money, all their foreign aid for the entire year, on the first physical day of that year, it goes to this bank in New York City, and a large portion of it is invested in short-term bonds. So while we're paying interest on the money we're giving them free, they're making interest on this same money because they can't spend it fast enough. And not many people know that. And the rule is Egypt gets half the foreign aid that Israel gets. Jordan gets half the foreign aid that Egypt gets. Okay? Their borders are sealed. Egypt guards and protects Israel's southern border. Jordan guards the eastern border of Israel. And just a few weeks ago, I got read where 16 Ethiopians trying to go across the desert to enter Israel illegally were shot dead by Egyptian troops. They're ordered to shoot to kill anybody from Africa that dares try to get into Israel. So, talk about ethnic cleansing
Well, I've heard that the general who took over Egypt had Jewish blood. I can't confirm that, but that's what I heard. And they overthrew the elected government of Egypt.
They dared to throw open the gates of Gaza and let the people come and go as they please instead of being locked in the largest open-air ghetto in the world, and which they don't allow them to have any sea trade or anything. Everything has to go through Israel. Anything they buy or anything that they want to export, which is very little, those people live in misery in Gaza. And, of course, the West Bank, too. And that's another question right there, a whole subject by itself, this gradual occupation, spreading occupation. These people who talk about settlers, you know, we have some Christian ministers backing the settlement business, claiming it's biblical. These people aren't settlers at all. The government builds this housing and apartments and condos on stolen West Bank Arab territory. Then they subsidize and actually pay Jews in Israel proper to move there. Then they have Jews-only highways, which they can drive at a high speed into Israel proper to work, which if a Palestinian dares try to use one of these Jews-only highways, they can be shot dead on the spot. Now, we're financing all that through foreign aid. It's one of the greatest outrages in the history of this country.
Well, of course, all through history, they've also made war profits off of the various wars. So they get our country to fight their wars over there, kill their enemies, while the Jews that own the war industries make profit off of the war industries. And Hillary, she'd probably get us into a war with Iran and Russia. They're kind of pushing that now, you know, the no-fly zone in Syria.
I don't know if Trump brought that up, that declaring a no-fly zone, that is more or less declaring war on Russia. Does she mean we'd shoot down Russian planes over Syria? There's no telling what she would do.
Well, we have a little bit of example of what she did in Iraq and Libya and other places when she was Secretary of State.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think she's mentally stable. Her actions show.
I don't either. And I question her health, too. We know Bill Clinton has heart trouble, and he also has Parkinson's, which is very obvious. And, well, she
some
might
people
be able
say
to
yes, they
use. I don't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. And another thing they don't bring up is they have not lived together for years. He has a penthouse and a skyscraper on the edge of Harlem. She lives 60 miles up the Hudson River in a beautiful mansion on the river. They don't live together. And the New York Post has even carried an article with a picture of him with some blonde woman. And the National Media didn't pick it up on it, but they said that Clinton has been living with this woman for years. And he is not, they are not a normal married couple by any means. It's
I guess they have what they call an open marriage, but yes. Hillary prefers women. I guess she's bisexual, but she prefers women, which is fairly widely reported in the alternative media, including pedophilia.
Uh-huh, yeah. And, well, like, they call their working arrangement is Bill Clinton Incorporated. On one of the emails, they said that this is Bill Clinton Incorporated organization, where they're milking these big banks and Wall Street investors for their silly speeches, getting $225,000 a speech. And when they left office, you know, they said they were flat broke. And now they're among the richest couple in America and the most bizarre couple in America, as far as that goes. So,
it's going to be rough if she gets in. And like I said, Trump has his positive points and his negative points, but he's pretty much going to have to enforce what he promised emphatically, such as border control and
building the
wall.
You
know, what he said on trade and some other things, to appointing good Supreme Court justices and so on. It would be pretty hard for him to turn around on those promises.
Right. Well, he's presented a list, which I hear is fairly good, of possible appointees to the Supreme Court. I haven't studied it. A lot of the names I don't even know, but they say that they're pretty good. While we're on the air, if you don't mind, I'd like to mention a small book that we have published.
Sure. Give your
very
address and
book.
Different information.
The title is The Races Are Not Equal by Professor Wesley C. George of the University of North Carolina. Unfortunately, he is long deceased, but this is a book which brings up racial facts about Egypt, about India, and other countries which were white and then became mongrelized. And one of the interesting points about this book, it was published by Archibald Roosevelt. He was a son of Teddy Roosevelt, President Teddy Roosevelt, and who was one of our greatest presidents, and was a segregationist, too, by the way. And his likeness is carved, you know, on Mount Rushmore. But Archibald Roosevelt printed this book in 1963 by Professor Wesley C. George. And it details, in a short, small book with four or five pictures in it, proving that the races of the world are not equal. And we're selling it for $5. That includes postage. And they can order it from anybody who's interested. Truth at Last, P.O. Box 1211, Marietta, Georgia, 30061. That's Box 1211, Marietta, Georgia, 30061, Truth at Last. And it's an excellent book. We're trying to give it the widest possible circulation. And
you have other books, too. I believe you have a book list, that other books that are available.
Right. We would send a book. Anybody who orders this book, The Races Are Not Equal, for $5, we'll send them our book list covering many other subjects.
Our contact information will be given at the end of the broadcast. And,
all right, good.
You know, we carry a lot of patriotic Christian books.
Yes.
But I'd like to give out again our toll-free number in case any of our listeners would like to join us tonight. It's 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. 877-924-7722. And of course we're a Christian organization, and I'd like to say that really the only person you can trust in is God. You can't trust men to deliver us. I think we found out through the years people have looked to people like George Wallace, Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul, and earlier others, General MacArthur, Goldwater, Reagan, Ross Perot, etc. And they always fail us. You know, some men are definitely better than others, but I want to make the statement that regardless of the results on Tuesday, God is sovereign and eventually will give us the victory, but if we violate his laws and precepts, we're going to be in a lot of trouble before he does deliver us.
Amen to that.
And that's the problem. People have turned from his laws over the years, which includes segregation of the races. I see we have a caller from La Crosse, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Did you know that Hillary Clinton's father, Hugh Rodham, ran the Chicago mob with Dan Rostenkowski, who was a senator who was eventually put into prison? Remember Dan Rostenkowski?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I don't know if you knew that fact, but you can Google that in on the internet under Hugh Rodham. That'll indicate, because it indicates that Bill Clinton was asked why he got involved with Hillary, and he said because of the power her father had.
Yeah.
And then there was one other issue I could maybe just bring up. The recent discussion about the bathrooms. And I'd like to just point out that if a person was born a man, they belong in a man's bathroom. If a person was born a woman, they belong in a woman's bathroom. And if they don't know where they belong, they need to go into a psychiatrist's office.
Exactly. Well, just in North Carolina recently, they arrested a man who was in a woman's restroom taking pictures under the stall, and when he was arrested, he said, "Well, I'm transgendered," and the case is still in the courts, but that was his excuse for his right to be in the ladies' restroom, that he's transgendered. So it just opens up a can of worms to allow and tolerate such policies which our government, our left-wing government, promotes.
There's also the fact that the people that are running this country are so corrupt, so evil, so satanic, that they're going to hell, and they want to bring as many people into hell with them as they can by goofing them up to believe in their ways.
You're right. You're right.
A lot of the people that are pushing it are these big industries. Walmart and Home Depot is one, and PayPal.
But you have to follow the money there, and you have to find out who owns these places, who owns these companies, and who owns the media. What's his name? Rupert Murdoch owns, and he's the media, and he's a good friend of Hillary's. So it's down to about, the media is controlled by about three people, just about like everything else in this country. Is owned by one or two corporations.
That's
and
right.
If you look under Boyd versus United States, which was a case that the Supreme Court took in and the Supreme Court admitted that the United States is no longer a republic, but a corporation. Boyd versus U.S.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so, when Ronald Reagan was in power, he brought up the fact that when these airlines were striking and he said he was going to fire the people who didn't go to work, he wanted to preserve the antitrust laws. He said competition was good for the economy. Well, the antitrust laws are pretty much gone by the wayside nowadays, so that one company gobbles up another, so that it's one or two that are running everything.
You got it.
And they're the ones, and these are people who are these, like you say, George Soros, one of the wealthiest men, and he also is gay, you know. And
right.
These are the people promoting all this kind of nonsense things. And it also has to do with a spiritual warfare in this country, where the demonic people who are filled with demons, even possessed people, are trying to destroy the Christianity in this country. It's on two levels. As it was in heaven, it is now on this earth. So these demons are jumping into people's vessel bodies, and then you got the good ones jumping into good people, and so you got the actual physical war on this earth. I don't know.
I'll agree with that, but it's influencing the general public. I wonder up there in Wisconsin why the white citizens would put in somebody like Paul Ryan, who keeps betraying us.
Well, you know, it's one person was on the radio, and he says, why is it that people continue to place back into office people who lie to you, who are corrupt? And he says, could it be that people like to be lied to? I never heard that angle before, but I don't make any sense of it either. And I'm ashamed to say that Wisconsin is a democratic state, which is communism, but the operative word in Wisconsin is sin.
That's right.
And I don't understand it either, but we have a very large homosexual community, and a lot of the laws throughout the history have been done in this liberal state of Madison, which is a very big sexual-oriented, diverse sexual-oriented type of community, and they tend to come into the universities. But there's another fact that I found out, where people think that Israel is where the chosen people are, the Jews being the chosen people, when you know what the largest city in the world is for homosexuality?
Tel Aviv, I believe.
Pardon?
Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv, exactly. Yes, Tel Aviv, Israel. And they have big, huge gay parades. As a matter of fact, Putin, Russian President Putin, now wears a cross around his neck every day. He has placed Bibles in every hotel room. He will not allow pornography or gay parades at all in his country. And if we ever did have a war and Hillary Clinton wants to promote this, who do you think the good Lord's going to back in favor if we ever went into a war?
Russia's gone from communism to Christian, and this country's gone from a Christian society towards communism and all these perversions like homosexuality.
Right, exactly.
Well, Russia, actually, under Stalin and Lenin and Marx, you know, those were Jews also. They
right.
were transported in there. They were not really even Russian, so they, what Stalin did was he gave the people in Russia all these freebies, just like what we're doing here. So people came out of the farm, came into the city, got all these welfare goodies. And then one day he pulled the rug out. He stopped it. He pulled the rug out from under everybody, and he starved to death between 60 million to 100 million of the Russian people. That could possibly be the fate here. We're kind of going that way. So,
certainly believe that.
But I did learn a few things from you here today, in some of the things that you brought out, and so I wish to thank you for your efforts. And I think
I'd like to thank you for your call. And we do have another caller from New Haven, Connecticut. So
thank you.
Like I said, thank you for your call.
Good evening.
Good evening. New Haven, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
I just wanted to say that majority of your problem in this world is the drugs and the alcohol, because that's how the demons enter these people's bodies. Unfortunately, a lot of them are hooked so bad that you don't have humans anymore. What you have is extremely dangerous human that are existing. So it's going to take a very long time for the world to wake up and take a real look at what our societies and governments have allowed to occur.
The government's promoting it. They were flying drugs into MENA, Arkansas, which was the Bushes, and it was with the Clintons that were dealing there. And, of course, a lot of drugs are coming across the Mexican border. And the real reason for the Afghan war was the Taliban was shutting down the opium trade. So the government's part of this drug peddling.
I can tell you another thing. As soon as we bring all of our troops, some 10,000 troops still there in Afghanistan, they're going to sweep down out of the mountains, and the Taliban will take over Afghanistan again. The second we take all of our troops out, they will take over the country.
Yeah. I guess the people don't realize something, that a lot of these things that are occurred and happened to the children and the generations are things that are not going to be overnight cured. People are going to have to open their eyes more and more at places that work and stuff, and start really saying not to harm each other, but to learn how to learn how to help each other to get the help that they need. Not psychiatrists, because a lot of the psychiatrists, they just cover over and mask the problem.
Right.
I agree. They don't go to the source of truth, the Bible, and God made us, and He knows more about the way we should be living than anybody else anywhere.
Yeah,
psychiatrist stuff is just Jewish, like Marx and Freud and so on.
No, you're correct on that. It'll take some time, but I do believe that the Lord knows what He's doing, and He will have the last say.
Yeah,
He's sovereign.
I just realized there's no longer people thinking that they're alone. When they look around and they start seeing to themselves, wait a minute, everybody is exactly alike. They have the same feelings, emotions, and problems. And stop trying to harm each other and judge each other. But, they got to learn how to really look at the Lord for what He is. Not in a religious part always, because it starts off in spirituality, in that ability to actually, the jobs and stuff like that, to get some of these other people that are from other countries that really have generational, inundated demons that you can't get from some of these one generation to the next. You can't cure them. I mean, if God chose that, then that would be His part. But He chooses not to do that, so evidently we do need somebody. I believe in Trump. I don't know the guy specifically well, but what I do know is what's happening right now in this world right now is very close to what Hitler did. Males going after males and females going after females. What a mess. I mean, but the joyous part about that is when people get, there's a lot of hauntings and a lot of spirits from the other side. I don't know if that's going to be a part of opening a lot of people's eyes, because there's a lot of souls that are on the other side that are lost after the occurrence of what they went through in this lifetime. So I don't know if they're going to be seeing a lot of the, like, supernatural type stuff in the future that is going to be opening a lot of people's eyes. So anyhow, from that, I just want to say, you know, everybody has to do the best they can in that area. Keep the prayers going.
Amen.
There is going to be a judgment. We know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah for things like this.
Yes.
And the Bible says that if you keep his laws, we'll be blessed, and if you disobey his laws, we'll be cursed. And that's exactly what's happening to this nation, as we disobey his laws, and then we're cursed for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, he still has what they call the Good Samaritan type, which is people that have gone through these terrible, horrendous drugs and alcohol, and they use it towards helping other people to get off the drugs and alcohol.
I agree.
And these people are out there, and we need to pray more for these people that are actually out in the, you know, trying to bring people back to the Lord.
Well, I thank you for your call. There were a lot of truths said here, and we're coming to the end of the broadcast. So if anybody else would like to call, the number is 877-924-7722. We're about out of time. And I'd like to ask Dr. Fields if you'd like to give your contact information again.
Yes. Our publishing company is The Truth at Last, P.O. Box 1211, Marietta, M-A-R-I-E-T-T-A, Marietta, Georgia, 30061. And our book, The Races Are Not Equal, by Professor George, $5. That includes postage. Happy to hear from you.
Well, I appreciate you being on tonight. Do you have any concluding remarks? We've got about a half a minute left.
Okay. I noticed the Coca-Cola company, which is sponsoring and promoting and same-sex marriage, one of the executives asked, well, why does Coca get involved in something like this? He said, it's our social responsibility. I wish someone would explain that to me. It's these big corporations who are promoting homosexuality, same-sex marriage. They say it's our social responsibility. I would like that explained.
Yeah, responsibility of perverts.
Yes.
So, well, I'd like to thank you for being on the broadcast tonight. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And we'll have to have you back in the future.
Okay.
And I'd like to just wish all of our listeners a blessed night, and may God bless the country, especially in this upcoming election in a couple of days. So I'll just say good night for now, and our information will be given in this closing announcement.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our costs plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries,
Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.